Peace.
Come on, hit the intro.
Oh man, hey, what's up, y'all? Town ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. Hey, nigga, introduce yourself. I'm done.
Hey. Okay. Yeah, I had showed my co-host some stuff on that Will showed on shared in the message. It's a stripper thing. Oh, by the way, shout out to my light skinned wonder twin, Will. It's his birthday today.
18. Hey, happy birthday, Will, man. You don't look a day over 18.
Anyways, he shared what was it? Let me get back. The exotic barber.
Barber, yep. You want me to read down some list of services?
You know, share this on my Instagram page so y'all can see the picture. This is real life.
Real life.
Like the weekend.
Where is she at, dog?
I think she traveled. Look, she said.
Is this her?
No, I think she can fly out, but you got to pay more.
Hey, dog. Hey, man. I mean,
20 miles. You probably paying for her plane ticket and everything.
Well, hey, man, that motherfucking nude cut. And I like how she specified the service. It's a new cut, then a parenthesis says, I'm naked.
She said, all of above plus anal, $200. And then had the retwist onto that for 80s. I guess ain't no clothes coming off on that.
The retwist and the shape of. Hold on. Retwist shape up and pussy for 180.
Right. So what's a cut? BJ for 100 though. It's like what kind of cut?
Any kind of cut. You just get a regular ass cut where it's just $25, but she gonna have her clothes on apparently.
She do females too, cause she got hair. Who the fuck getting a hair unit?
Tyga, Tory Lanez, hell LeBron, nigga. You know, like these niggas ain't been losing their hair.
Tyga losing his hair. They just look them cigarettes, dog. It's taking out their hair follicles. They ain't drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, it's just hereditary for that dude.
Mm-hmm. Man, hey man, that shit was good. Yeah, I'm about to start posting that on the Instagram page. I'm gonna do it after we read these emails, cause man, y'all done came back with a vengeance on these emails, man.
Am I sure I'd be afraid?
Nigga, you might need to, because I glanced at one of them and I'm like, see.
Shit.
I was like,
see. That shit talking further to me. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it.
We have a total of 7 emails this week.
That's what's up. Thank y'all. Even 7. If they might be derogatory. Thank y'all.
This is and if you want to email the show, you can email us uptownentboys@gmail.com. Oh shit, let me go take a little sip of water before I go ahead and get into this.
I'm gonna take a note after these emails.
So yeah, we didn't have a show last week, so a couple of these are from the episode previous. Gator and Chicken.
Gator and Chicken. Oh yeah, that's right. How did it turn out?
Oh, nigga, that shit turned out excellent, dog. The smoked gator, I really wasn't a fan of, but that fried alligator, nigga, that fried alligator was a beast. And I took that shit and got, like, some kimchi after I fried it up and then put it in made some egg rolls, some fried gator egg rolls. Man, that shit was delicious.
Hey, well, we sound like we from Alabama or something. No offense to y'all, but y'all, like, from Alabama and what is it, Thibodaux, Louisiana? Like, you know, that's what y'all be eating out there. I think y'all just cut it open and eat it.
The fuck up, dog. No bullshit. Soon as your ass brought up Alabama, I got a damn notification. Max emailed
you. Dang. Okay. Go ahead and start it, because this probably gonna take all right.
All right. So the first email comes from Aaron. This email is titled Too Easy. First off, alligator, my nigga, y'all couldn't have put it better. Y'all couldn't have put it better on the debate. But I'm scared because a lot of black people are spitting that Republican all hell Trump bull, and it baffles me. I see the likes of the Haas twins. yeah, them niggas. All light skin ain't good skin. Hey, that might be the show title.
We might get backlash.
And the diamond and silk, them two fucking buffoons, right, selling their souls for a check. And it makes me shake my head. That YouTube money good till yo, till they boot your ass off the platform. Appreciate that, Aaron. And Aaron sent the follow up email that just says it's titled part two. And he says, oh, yeah, I forgot to say, fuck y'all spooks, laughing emoji.
So glow in the dark ass dude, man. Come on. You could have cut us. You could
catch us. Nigga, here come Aaron again. This nigga, this email is titled, I don't like y'all being happy.
Okay, okay, go ahead. We need to cause some smoke. We want the smoke.
Hold up, I'm looking at this dog. I think I might be getting lumped in with you, but I'm with it though. This nigga says happy for coos, but fuck y'all niggas. Fuck it. He talking about coos, my dog. That big goofy ass
shit. Him and J.R. Smith, he done wrapped his dark skinned cat into it. I'm like, see, you up here celebrating for what?
Them niggas was, that did make me kind of mad seeing how happy Kuz was. I'm like, nigga, you ain't do shit.
Hey, all you did was fuck up.
Right. I'm like, this nigga, like, yeah, y'all, we did. I'm like, man, Bron and AD should fucking smush that nigga.
Right. Like, the both of them cast him and Henny God.
Nigga. Hey, no, hold on now. Henny God be at them games high as shit, nigga. He be squinting.
This dude took his shirt off like he was sweating. I'm like, what you take your jersey off for?
Nigga, you ain't did shit. You ain't did shit, but sit on the fucking benches smelling like a goddamn gallon of Henny Black and motherfucking a whole lot of hydro.
Right, if he was up there on the bench cheesing like, yeah.
he was happy like he did something good.
Right, he didn't jump there. I got another ring. Nah, sit your ass down. That was Rondo, fool.
Nigga, oh man, nigga, Rondo acted a motherfucking fool in these playoffs, dog. Like fuck that moniker that they gave to Paul George, that playoff P, nigga, playoff Rondo.
Right, playoff Rondo. Maybe it's the Braves. It's probably the Braves.
He actually wins rings.
It's the Braves, boy. He grew them Braves back out. He was back.
Yeah, that nigga got on a new workout plan too. I was like, shit. Hey, you know what though? I wonder if Celtics fans are mad at him though.
I don't know why they would be.
Because
Celtics, when they say them and them on their team.
Man, you know how motherfuckers be. They be like, oh, shit, yeah, Rondo was an all-time great Celtic. But now, you know, since he won, because, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers, they've had, like, that damn rivalry with each other since the beginning of time. They like Muslims and Jews in that way.
Yeah. Bird and Magic.
Nigga. Bird with that whiskey nose. Hey, man. You know what? Hey, we're going to interrupt these damn emails right quick because I got to ask a question. I guess it's my week to be controversial and ask shit. Oh, I got a couple of questions. But my first one is, how the hell did us as black people get labeled being the ones who was descendants of monkeys? Like, when I look at people like Trump and a couple of other people, I'm like, them motherfuckers look way more like some goddamn caveman or some damn primates than black people do.
Mm. I don't know. I think it was... So, I don't know if we had this conversation before, mm-hmm. but, like, they like the descendants of Cain.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
he killed his brother, and I guess it's called like the Mark of Cain or something like that. And
Nick, I thought you were about to say that Mark of the Beast.
Shit, same thing. You know, they cast him out in pigmentation. That's where the white like pigmentation that came from the stories. I'm reading. I know somebody on religion probably gonna listen to this. Like, ah, no, you didn't.
I mean,
and first of all, why are we reading books that's been remastered?
Dude, that man, you know what though? That's my whole thing. I got into, I ain't gonna say argument because I really didn't give a fuck. Because I was like, I just stopped talking to the motherfucker. But I was having a discussion via Facebook Messenger with somebody because they was talking about something with religion. They made a post or something about religion and was talking about y'all need to start following your Bibles. And then I posted, I was like, so which version of the Bible do we follow? Because it's so many different versions and y'all acting like all religions don't have the common same principles and beliefs. It's just they change the name of the deity that they pray to. And this person got mad at me. They inboxed me and they was like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, you talking about the Bible, going by the Bible. You know, the Bible was written like centuries ago. And even the motherfuckers who wrote that, they wasn't around during them times. It's kind of like the Bible is just a whole bunch of hearsay to me.
Right now, right. Because we don't know. We're supposed to have faith. Okay, I can have faith.
But
spreading no lies and no BS, and you don't even know. You read in a book just like me. I don't know. Like
I feel sometimes like the Bible is kind of like okay, so Bible. How many people have you seen read the Bible and they get different interpretations about what the word actually means? Because you have like these, I mean, hell, you have like the KKK. The KKK call themselves to be like Christians or whatever. And that's why they want to get rid of black people and all, you know, anybody that's not white, because they like they're an abomination of God. And they got that from reading the Bible. And it's like, you know, people, man, people ruin shit.
You abomination to God, and we the same color. Or Jesus.
Hey, you know what? That's another thing, too. I'm sick of y'all Puerto Ricans and y'all Cubans because y'all be trying to act like y'all not black. Y'all black. Y'all just Spanish, but y'all black.
Man, tell them again. And Jesus, man, this gonna hurt somebody, man. Cause Jesus to me, he's not Jesus Christ. It's Jesus.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Christ is Christian, and in Christianity, to me, is what killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dude, it's been so like, and I've said this for a long time. Like religion just divides people, man. But it divides people because I think people just want to be divided. People want to just go back and forth and argue with each other for some reason. I don't know why.
It's a cult for some of them people. Like, okay, so I went into the GameStop the other day, right? Mm-hmm. This is a girl that worked there. She, you know, her hair color purple. Okay. And, you know, these the old couple, like, and they're not old, they like middle age. And they were talking about her hair color, and they told her she need church in her life. Did she go to church? And she said no.
You know, her.
Man, yeah, they trying to preach to her and tell her she need to come find Jesus and come to our church. They trying to recruit her to go. I was like, nope, that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm like, first of all, she even mentioned like priests like molesting children and stuff like that. Why would I celebrate or go to something that y'all be covering up and letting this stuff slide? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm like, exactly, because they hiding that for some reason. I don't get it. You saying adultery and having sex not married is wrong, but these priests out here telling you otherwise. They out here messing with little boys and whatnot. You telling me they still getting into where they going? They still being prayed to? Y'all bowing down to them and confessing to them and stuff? And then, look, don't know, adultery and that stuff didn't exist back in the day. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Kings and stuff. That's the stuff that they written in the Bible to chastise people and control something. As if it was safe, then I don't know. Somebody gonna hit me on that one, but that's my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody hit you or whatever, I mean, it's just like, can they really argue about it? Because basically it's just like a whole bunch of like sharing of opinions. That's why I want to say why people be getting so mad. It's, I mean, some, like, granted, some opinions are like stupid. It's just like, come on now, y'all. Like the whole 5G conspiracy and shit like that, which I see some people still hanging on to.
Why is marriage a law? What did they do before like Jesus and them? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they probably did what the Romans did, just fucked little boys at the cathedrals.
Right. After they... it did, like the Greeks. Hey, somebody finna hit this controversy. Look.
Controversy?
The Greeks were bisexual. Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers would fuck anything that would let them fuck. And sometimes it wasn't even consensual.
Isn't it like, if y'all getting into it, on the Greek side, they used the women to have babies and they used the men for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it was. It's just, it made statues and stuff. Look at this stuff, man. I'm like, yeah. Y'all can have that.
Yeah.
Romans too. They hiding it.
So it's
to control you.
And that, you know what, that's something that like people just gotta figure out on their own and kind of like just come to that standpoint, because it's just like, I just sit back and like think sometimes, like, damn, dog, like, you realize like how motherfuckers will go out of their way to try and manipulate and pit us against each other, and then you like, that's how they keep all their power, because they keep us fighting with each other.
For no reason. Hey, y'all need to watch Lovecraft and Country, because there's some true events that go on in that show that y'all, like, for some reason, like, these HBO shows with like all black cast, they trying to get people to see like this stuff really happen.
I think, and then, I mean, granted, I think it started like back in the day, like way back in the day, with HBO, like with not even The Wire. It was another show that Charles S. Dutton had, The Corner.
I remember that.
The Corner and then The Wire. I'm gonna actually see if I can find The Corner on HBO Max and watch that. But The Wire, and then even last year when we had Regina King, which who I talked to my wife, and that's she on the Hall Pass list, Regina King. Watchmen.
Hey. Mm-hmm. The Watchmen.
Nigga, man, if you go back and watch Watchmen now. And look at all of like the fucking jewels that they was giving you, nigga. They was talking about fucking race wars, and that and Watchmen was set in current time. It was set. Wasn't Watchmen set in like the year like 2019 or 2020? I know they had the, you know, the flashbacks and stuff, but I feel like it was set in current times because they had the mask on and everything. And I'm like, nigga, a year later.
the movie was in what, the 40s.
I think so.
Because Luke Gossett was like almost 100. No, he was over 100. So yeah, it was current.
So, and I'm just like, dude, and then like you said with Lovecraft, like I'm on episode 3 of Lovecraft now. I'm about to go on ahead and because it's over now, ain't it?
Tonight's the last episode. So I was okay. Like, that's why I told you, if you start binging now, you'd be caught up.
Yeah. I'm gonna go. So once I get off here, then once we get done recording, I'm gonna go ahead and binge and be caught up. Cause man, some of it is starting to make sense, but it's just hard for me because the way I watch TV, I usually have my phone in my hand and I'm like doing something else, and I just like look up every now and then. But that's
so this show make you pay attention and make you watch it more than once.
Yeah, nigga, I'm gonna have to be gone off an edible or something to just sit still and watch it.
Please don't take no edible to watch that shit, because it's already a trip.
Nigga, but that's the best time to take an edible.
If I was high watching that, I'd have been like, whoa!
But you know what though, B? Yeah. You know what, B? That's probably the only thing that's really gonna keep me like not trying to grab my phone, because you know we just conditioned to have our phones in our hands now.
Yeah, that's why I like shows like that. It made me like look at it. You could tell who wrote what episode. Like, you could tell this is a J.J. Abrams episode, or you could tell this is a Jordan Peele episode.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we need straight off from these emails.
Yeah, that's right, my fault. Let me go back to them. Next email comes from my man Brian. This email is titled "Congrats, B." Mm-hmm. You getting some respect, dog.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Brian.
Yeah, he said, "What up, crew? Just want to congratulate B on his squad winning the ring." Well, they ain't really his squad. He's actually just
I'd admit it. I ain't gonna say like his. I mean, they were my team back in the day when Shaq was on it, but I'm a player, team jumper.
Because when you a couple weeks ago, when you let out that damn that farce about like, yeah, man, I want to see AD get this ring, I was like, if these niggas lose now, I'm blaming him.
AD got that ring. I'm happy for him. He could say he finally got a ring before the ankle fully take him out the game.
That ankle gonna fuck, man. What's up with these dudes with these weak ass ankles?
Right. And then they got the nerve to compare Shaq to somebody. I'm like, how many times does Shaq get hurt in the game?
Yeah. Shaq was a fucking force of nature, man. I don't think you can compare Shaq to anybody.
He was one of the best centers. Like, yeah.
Right.
So let me ask y'all this. Like, even though we're a player, so I'm going to say my team was always Orlando Magic. Was Shaq and Penny. But when your favorite player lead a team, you still supposed to rep that team? If he go to another team, you're like, wait a minute.
I mean, I've always had players that I've liked. I can't say I really had like a favorite player. I've had players that I've like rooted for who didn't play for the Rockets. Like, I think as I talked about, I'm like, nigga, I wanted Patrick Ewing to win a ring so bad, because I was just like, man, this dude is a great player. He deserved one. So, like, for me or whatever, like, if I don't think they would, I mean, who knows, whatever happened down the line. I mean, who knows? They might, Rockets might trade James Harden at some point and be like, you know what, this shit ain't going to work with him. They already then basically came out and said or whatever, everybody on the team is up for grabs except James to get Joel Embiid to Houston.
Damn. Yeah, you couldn't be in my household, and it was the Knicks versus Bulls arguing in my house all the time.
I bet it was. I bet it. You know, I think I felt like one of the only people who back in the day when who wasn't living in New York, who was rooting like in them series, because you know the two of the Knicks and the Bulls used to meet up for the most part, especially during the Bulls runs, they used to always meet up with the Knicks at some point, either in the finals or the semifinals of the Eastern Conference. And yeah, man, I used to be cheering for Pat. I'd be cheering for Pat. I'd be cussing out, or not actually cussing out because I was a kid, but wanting to cuss out John Starks and Charles Oakley, Chris Childs. Dumb niggas was sorry, man.
Charles Oakley was on the Bulls, though. He was dominant.
Man, that nigga ain't... Hey, man, look. Let me tell you something. Now, Oak might fuck me up if he ever heard this shit. But Charles Oakley ain't no motherfucking body. He a motherfucker. Charles Oakley a goddamn goon, man. He a fucking goon. A goon. As Eddie Murphy would say, a goony goo-goo.
I mean, he protected Mike during the Pistons, but I feel like they had a better chance like after he got traded.
Yeah, because that nigga, man, that nigga wasn't none but six fouls. That's all he was.
Six fouls.
That's all that nigga was gonna get out there and do was just fuck somebody up with his big Bama ass. And then be like, him and Mike get together after the season. Charles, say thou, brother, what we gonna do this offseason?
Trying to like leg, fog or leg or Hey man, I'm not finna play with you. What else depressed?
All right, Brian. So Brian finished off the email with saying, "Who do you guys think will take it next year?" And I guess in terms of the NBA, you can go first, B.
I'm gonna say the Lakers again. I think they're gonna do the second Pete.
I mean, I think it's just a foregone conclusion that Anthony Davis is gonna re-sign to the Lakers. I mean, without something catastrophic happening, of course he's gonna re-sign with the Lakers. So that definitely puts them in a good, you know, in a good standpoint, in a good leg up. Even though Bron is like a year older, Bron might be a year older, but Bron has like another.
He got another 4 years. This dude, he's the only basketball player I for real be seeing in the gym working out and keeping his health up. I don't even think I seen Jordan do that, right? Like, no shots at Jordan, but I don't think he was in the gym like that.
Nah, that nigga was always at Vegas, man, with his fucking, he was always at Vegas gambling and shit. That's how he got his daddy killed, allegedly.
Oh, shit.
Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And this motherfucker Vlad, Glad interviewed the killer. Did you know that?
Hey man,
I sent the interview to Will. He was interviewing the person who killed Michael Jordan's dad. No lie, that shit was wild, man. I'm like, really? Glad
that dude will interview anybody. Like, he interviewed the dude who killed Bankroll Fresh. Like, I think, like less than a month after he killed Bankroll Fresh, everybody knew he did. He was on there like, yeah, man, I killed that nigga. And I'm like, see, people should have stopped fucking with that dude a while ago.
Right. Why are you here? Yeah, what else he say?
Oh, no, that was it. That was it for Brian. We do have, we got a couple more emails. Yeah, we got a few more emails. All right, damn. Oh, man. Next email comes from man, long time no hear, man. The official Uptown E&T girl, Jasmine.
What?
Yeah. This email is titled right. This email is titled "It's Been a While." Jasmine says, "Hey Uptown, I know I've been MIA, just dealing with my son passing and life shit in general. Again, Jasmine, prayers with you. RIP to Lil'Thang. I wanted to tell you that this show has really helped me smile during the dark times. I'll be in touch because I'm still the official Uptown E&T girl." So thank you, Jasmine. Look forward to hearing from you more. The show ain't been the same without you.
Right. I miss you though.
Yeah.
Hope you in high spirits. Real talk. Sorry about your son passing. Don't ever want to hear about somebody's child. I can't even imagine. I think that's why I ain't want kids. I ain't want kids because I don't like kids. I don't want kids because, you know, they like another attachment to like if something happened, you just gonna be angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just bring like just something happened to them, more traumatizations and shit like that. I'm like, dang, I don't know if I can handle if something like that happened to my kids.
And I don't think, I don't personally think it ever gets easier, even after like your kids get older and they get grown or something, because you know, you think as a parent, you're supposed to go before your kid.
Right. No, nah. I better go before my kids. Shit. I did kids, like, they make you dislike people because you like, nah, don't talk to my kid like that. They turn you into like a whole nother monster. Like,
Or like when people like mistreat them, like, I mean, ooh, man, when kids start dating and stuff, like, my son ain't dating yet, but yeah, man, I'm like, dog, the first chick to break his heart or whatever, I'm be ready to run down on her.
Right, and I got two daughters, and I'm just sitting there getting swamped in the gym. Like, yeah, I'm ready to choke
these motherfuckers. You better have bail money and a lawyer retainer on deck.
Nah, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This kid in my home, I'm going to choke him up on the wall. Like, look. This is you and I. Ain't nobody see nothing. Nobody know nothing.
Hey, nigga, you sound like Clifton Powell.
I give you the time. Actually, you know what, little motherfucker? I'm sitting in the back seat. I'm going. Yeah. I'll be there with y'all at the movie theater and restaurants.
Shit.
Yeah, yes, sir. All right, we got another email. This email is from Cody. This is no subject. It just says, this nigga low eating alligator.
Has he emailed in before?
You said what?
Has Cody emailed in before? Is this the first time? I can't remember.
I think she, yeah, Cody has emailed before.
Okay.
She said, this nigga low eating alligator. And then goes on to say, I know your head game must be fire.
That's a girl.
Yeah, yeah, Cole. She Cody presented herself. Yeah, Cody with an eye. Yeah. All right. Oh, we got another last email.
What Cody look like? She's saying pretty. You know what she's doing?
Nigga, I don't know.
Somebody.
I don't know what I'm not gonna find out because, like you, I am happily married.
We both. I'll just.
Hey, let's just stop right here. Let's just stop right here.
Hey, I just like I like messing with the email listening. Hey, it's not, yeah, it's just.
All right. Last email comes from our man, Mr. Max.
He got over COVID. Applaud this man.
Hey, he was taking that shit Trump was taking.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. This email is titled, That's a Country Boy Meal.
I knew he was coming back for that one. Hey, I know he going to email about that. What is it called? The Exotic Barber 2, Max. That's your segment.
Nigga, I know he is.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Max says, Lolo, that smoked chicken and gator sounds good as shit. You ever had coon? Nah, Max, I ain't never had no motherfucking coon.
I got the damn COVID.
Nigga said, you ever had coon? And then, hey, Max emails me all over the place. Then he says, he says, what you know about that girl, Teresa LeVay? And then he sent a link to her own, not her OnlyFans, but her Instagram account.
Man, I had an OnlyFans with Max, but he ain't emailed in a while. I straight forgot.
Hold on. Let me check this, bro. Hold up, man. Hold on, man. I might have to go in ahead and. Teresa, that can't be her. I spelled it wrong. Teresa LeVay? Oh, yeah. That shit right. This motherfucker might be. Oh, yeah. I'm almost seeing this one be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to share this this profile with you. Hey, man. She dark skinned, but she got the motherfucker eyes. Look like she might be Creole. So, you know, that motherfucker probably crazy as shit.
Oh, spicy, huh?
Nigga, that nigga real spicy. Very spicy. Nigga, that ass look real junky, too. Oh, all right, shit. Good looking, Max. Hey, that was all the emails for this week. So, thanks, everybody, for emailing in. And look forward to hearing from you soon. If you want your email read on this show, all you got to do is just email uptownentboys@gmail.com.
Hey, thanks for those emails. That was lovely. That's what I'll be talking about, man. We all be emailing. That's love.
Mm-hmm. So, how's your week been going?
We didn't hit the gym 7 days this week.
Mm-hmm.
Think by this summer, I might be cut. I might have to drop the Instagram picture on the page.
you about to be thirst trapping out here?
Maybe. I hit that. I had the four plates, the 445s on East Side, doing them like that hammer curl press or whatever that machine is. I was like, "Ooh, I hit that bitch one time." I felt all the fibers felt like damn guitar strings plucking out. I'm like, oh, Lord, I can't do this twice. That's it. That's all I've been doing. Gym, watching the game on Hulu. They all 10 seasons. Hey, so look. If y'all watching the game and y'all getting tired of Netflix not having all the seasons, it's on Hulu.
The entire series?
Yep.
Okay.
Which is weird because the last three seasons is like 10 and 8 episodes. I'm like, what kind of shit is this?
I think because probably, if I remember correctly, because I was watching it, but they was talking about, like, I think, like, who was on the, is it Tia or Tamara who plays on that show?
Tia.
I think she was pregnant. I think she was pregnant, so they was having to, like, drop some stuff out of there. Plus, the damn show was on its last legs at that point.
Yeah, I could tell, like, the story don't make sense. You know, they got Laura London. Hey, which Laura London do you like? You like the little thick one, or you like the one from This Christmas? The new Laura London.
I like the thick one.
You like I like the This Christmas Laura London. I don't know.
But you know what though? I mean, if you give me the option though, I'm always gonna choose the thicker, you know what I'm saying, what woman with a little bit more meat on her bones, if you give me the option. But Laura London beautiful though. Lauren London beautiful.
I'm just like, man, like I think she kind of lost all that weight though she had on the game. I think she was pregnant. The show too with but yeah, she used to be on the music videos and P. Diddy whatever his shit line was, I forget. Modeling.
Oh, for that Sean John.
Yeah, do they still make Sean John?
I don't know, man. That shit might be like Rock a Word FUBU, nigga.
Right, that's where Levi's. Them black people clothes be all tight fitted and stuff. They don't even make them right.
Hey man, I'll be able to get them shits like a size up, dog. Because if I get the size that I wear, that shit be fitting. Man, motherfucking jeans be fitting like some goddamn joggers. I'm like, nah, dude, they ain't supposed to fit like this.
Right, man. Hey, you know, I found these athletic stretch jeans now because before I had a hard time finding jeans with these mugs. Like Eddie Murphy said in Nutty Professor, spandex. Oh, spandex.
Yeah, you got to have some jeans with some stretch in them, dog. But you know what, though? Y'all want to look like a goddamn clown, though, no, just getting like them big baggy-ass jeans that we used to wear back in the day. But you don't want this shit to be fucking... You don't want that shit to look like you wearing a pair of goddamn tights or leggings or some shit.
Right, man. Because I got to give me like a 38, 36.
Mm-hmm.
Be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What these basketball players be shopping? That's what I need to shop at.
Nigga, shit, probably get their shit made or something. I don't know.
Motherfuckers act like tall people don't exist.
Oh shit. Yeah, man, I ain't really been doing nothing this week, man. I've been like watching been watching TV, which we'll discuss in like the next segments or whatever. But man, I've just been chilling, working. Just count down the days, so I started going ahead and having like my holiday time off. Like I'm taking the whole week of Thanksgiving off. I'm taking the last 2 weeks of the year off.
That's what's up.
So I'm just waiting for that to come on or whatever, man. And just, you know, just trying to stay Rona free, man. And we normally do like a big get together at my house for Thanksgiving, but I don't know if people know that shit ain't happening.
Man, I don't know what we gonna do for Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, I mean, man, because I just don't feel safe, man. Like, I think my mom will probably still come over, but I told her, like, hey, you can come over, but like, yeah, I would really like for you just to go on ahead and come over and just, you know, you can sit for a while, I guess, because she don't really be going to where her and my stepdad. But I'm like, yeah, normally we be having probably like 30 plus people over here for like Thanksgiving. And nah, man, I can't do it this year, dude, because I don't want to take no fucking chance because Rona's still around and then motherfuckers get up in here and fucking be a super spreader. Because all it takes is for one person to have it.
Right.
And then next thing you know, everybody's sick and we tracing it back to the fucking party that we had at my house. Nah, I'm good.
This shit, no joke. But at some point, I'm like, I don't know how we gonna live with this shit. Like, can't stay trapped in the house for too long. Start getting hysterical, going crazy. Like, some of these motherfuckers, like,
I was gonna say, that's what you see with people going crazy and shit now at the stores, flipping out, which I still haven't seen anything like that happen in person. But, you know, people flipping out the stores and stuff, and it's like, we gonna be probably in for this for a minute, because you know how long it take for them to fucking make a vaccine that actually works.
Yep, they went looking for black people to do a test. I'm like,
is this real?
I don't know. Like, apparently, between us and white people, we got different genetics like that.
I'm just asking, is that real? Because I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh man, they trying to go on ahead and get black people to take these tests, but I haven't seen anybody like post any credible websites that said it. And plus, I heard a whole bunch of hotep and conspiracy niggas talking about this shit. Like, yeah, man, they trying to kill us. It's Tuskegee all over again. And I'm like, really?
I'd probably volunteer and take it. To be honest with you, like, fuck it. Like, yeah, either I'm gonna die from this vaccine, or eventually I'm gonna catch COVID and then it's a wrap and then nobody will know.
Well, shit, nigga, let me know how it go.
So it's just like, yeah. Like, what the fuck we gonna do?
Yeah, man, because, like, it takes years for a fucking vaccine to be put in place, and then we know that as long as dumbass is in office, that he pretty much sabotaging anything to do with COVID. So you can't trust that. And then, oh, did you hear the shit he said? He didn't want to do the virtual bait this year, this week, so he did a town hall. Did you catch that?
Nah. I have a hard time watching his stuff, man. It ain't making sense to me.
So I watched it, but I watched it like, cause somebody like broke up like YouTube clips of just like, hey, here are the top, you know what I'm saying, the top moments of it. And, you know, it was a lesser amount of time. So one dude got up and was talking about like his healthcare. He was talking about like healthcare. He's like, hey, so what are your plans for healthcare? Which Trump ain't never unveiled his damn healthcare plan. He just keep on saying Obamacare is the worst and he getting rid of it. But he never said what he gonna replace it with. So the dude was like, you know, I lost my job, you know, earlier this year due to the COVID shutdown and everything, and I don't have any healthcare. Like, you know, Obamacare has really helped me out or whatever and stuff like that. So you keep on talking about it's going away. What are you going to replace it with? And Trump just said, healthcare is very fine. Healthcare is the best it's ever been. Next question. And nigga, my mouth was dropped. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's it? Like, y'all didn't fucking... Like, ain't no the moderator or nothing. Ain't nobody check him on that.
What healthcare? We still got Obamacare, don't we?
Yes. Even though that motherfucker keep on saying that shit don't exist, and I'm like, dude, that shit's still around. Motherfucker still signing up for it.
Cause he never announced a new healthcare plan.
Exactly. This motherfucker ain't got no plan, B. He ain't got no plan for shit.
Isn't that what Biden said? I was like, he just left the Obamacare. He can't change it. There, a lot of people was getting mad. So this is my thing, man. I think when Obama started talking about the Obamacare, it was a debacle. Like, everybody was pissed. And then...
I think it was just Republicans who were pissed.
They gave it a year or two, and they was like, oh, we actually need that shit. Because now we spending less money because they not asking for money because the Obamacare system in place, even though it was coming out of our checks, but then we started making more money and it was less noticeable. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, if you wasn't like going up in rankings at your job, then you probably would notice it. But like, a lot of I worked in retail, it hit the retail people real hard because, you know, not everybody got to sign up for healthcare. Now they cutting hours in the retail place to get the healthcare. That was dumb. But when I was losing money from that. But when, you know, when I switched jobs, it wasn't a big deal. Because I'm like, I'm still getting the same amount of hours now and whatnot. I know what the check is. Check is the same every day. That when that retail, it wasn't the same. and what I was getting, because they cut hours for healthcare. But anyways, like, now it's working. You know what I'm saying? You can't change it because now everybody used to it. Right. What you gonna replace it with? Like, you can't find nothing cheaper.
Man, and this motherfucker, like, I think in Missouri alone, there have been, like, over the past 2 months, I was reading an article on STL Today. They was talking about over 100,000 people, including children, have been booted off of Medicaid during this pandemic. And I'm like, these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about people. They don't. They, nigga, at this time, you definitely need some fucking health care.
That's my thing. There's always a retaliation from somebody, man. Don't be pushing these people out, man. Let them be, like, help them, because this is, they gonna turn into a little terrorist or something. Mm-hmm. Get you back. Stop. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about these kids you just put in cages for what? Because they can't be in the country. Really?
But that, I feel like something like that happen a couple months ago where a dude, like, shot and killed like a judge's husband and wounded her son or something like that because he posed as a FedEx delivery person and he ain't like that woman politics.
Yeah.
And then a couple years ago, it was a dude because they was, I think it was for Congress. I forget, like, it was some locals state thing, but like they was having like a baseball game, like a charity baseball game with all the politicians or whatever, and the dude shot one of the politicians. Like, so it's like, y'all motherfuckers are not untouchable.
Think about it, man. Think about who you hurting. For, like, if they not bothering, who are they? So the only thing that's bothering you is they here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
This land of the free.
And it ain't, and it's not like they taking any jobs that you know, y'all won't. Cause they doing a bunch of grunt day labor shit that y'all don't want to do them jobs anyway. Cause if y'all did, then y'all would have had taken them jobs already.
A lot of people came to this country legal. Help them get legal then, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the
main people that screaming talking about these illegal aliens and shit like that or whatever. Like, motherfucker, have you checked your paperwork? Are you legal?
We mixed up in so many races, man. It's so hard to tell. Like, we American, but are we? I mean, we were born here, but still.
We're fucking hodgepodge or some shit. We just all just thrown together.
Like, that person that's here legally might benefit. Like, they might start up some kind of business. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bring some revenue to the country. I just don't want no smoke with them because this is how wars get started.
But you know, it seems like that's all they've been trying to do for a grip is get a fucking war of some type started, like a race war or something. Like, they just want to get some shit kicked off. And for the life of me, I can't understand why, because I'm like, y'all some fucking pussies though. So if a race war do get started, like, y'all gonna get y'all asses kicked. Because y'all thinking about the black people, black and brown people from like years ago or whatever, from like, you know, like 10, 20, 30 decades ago or whatever, who just took that shit. Nigga, we ain't taking that shit now.
Mm-hmm. I think they know that. I think that's why they's like, as long as you don't come where I'm at,
right,
type of thing. Man, get out
of here. Yeah, that bullshit. Like, okay, for real. Like, okay. That's like back when we was in fucking high school or whatever. Motherfucker be like, nigga, if you want to fight, come over to my hood. Like, really, nigga, why would I put myself at that kind of disadvantage?
Right, where you stay, Castle Point? Man, shut up. I ain't going up.
Colonial medals.
Neither. Shit. You could meet me in what's the name of it? Whitney Chase.
Countryside.
Ooh, Lord, no. I'm glad, like, my freshman year when the buses used to go over there, man, I'm so glad I switched buses.
Hey, nigga, that Countryside used to have, like, a damn gate at the front of it, too?
Nah, man, I just, like, man, what's wrong with our area, dog? So, I live in Country Village.
Mm-hmm.
This should look like out here, you know what I'm saying? like both sides, and then it get darker when you hit that quarter going towards Bell Fountain or where Larimore and stuff is. It's like it's like a complete change. It's like 2 minutes, like this the dangerous side, but they'll never come over to the side, other side. You know what I'm saying? They keep all that smoke over there.
We lived my mom and stepdad, we lived over in Bell Fountain Neighbors, which is a community that was kind of like not really known about. It was like tucked away. It was like it was right off of Lilac, or you could do it off of Bell Fountain, but it was like tucked away because every time, you know, a friend or someone would come to my house or something like that, they'd be like, nigga, I didn't even know nothing was back here. I thought this was like all factory buildings and wooded area.
Right.
So we escaped a whole bunch of bullshit just because motherfuckers didn't even know that that area was tucked away over to that neighborhood. It was only maybe like a cluster of maybe 15 houses.
Yeah, my parents thought they were something when they moved over there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we stayed across the street, like over, you know where the Sunrise Chinese food place is? North Hanley?
Nigga, you know I know where that's at.
Yeah. Berkeley across the street, but we stayed on the other side in the townhouse area.
Mm.
She was excited to move away from that side. I'm like, man, this shit the same.
You can't escape it.
Ain't out of quarter, man. Hey, we ended up moving all the way out here after high school. I was like, I was used to being there. It took me a while to get used to living out in O'Fallon, man. I was just like, I was always in North County.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I can't stay out here. I got to go back. I was always driving out there.
Yeah.
Over somebody's house. I'm like, this shit was home to me. I was like, it's too many. Yeah, I was like, it's awkward out here.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shit, brazy. All right. So let's go to film, TV, our film and TV segment. You watch anything this week?
Hey, you know what I'm watching? Lovecraft Country. I watched that Michael Jai White movie on Netflix, Welcome to Sudden Death.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to check. All right. I didn't know that came out. Okay, I need to go put that on my list.
Yeah, it's got Gary Owens in it.
Gary Owens?
Yeah. You know what his role is in that movie.
Nigga, he fucking my daddy DeVito. Who was that nigga? He Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon, nigga.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Shit.
So much stuff on my watch list. I'm watching a lot of horror movies. You know, it's Halloween season, so it's that time.
Yeah, I watched I still need to see the last episode of The Boys, so I'm probably gonna try and knock that out today too.
It's crazy.
That Raised by Wolves joint on HBO Max, which HBO Max need to get off the bullshit, dog. What, man, put that app on Roku, dog. Put it on Roku. I'm tired of having to beam my damn phone to the damn TV.
I've been turning on my Xbox on my laptop to watch it.
That shit bogus, man. I don't like that.
When I move into my house, I'm gonna have to sub one of them boxes out for Apple TV then. Cause ain't it on there?
Is it on Apple TV? I need to check. Let me double check. I can go and look that up right now because I do got Apple TV. Oh, that's another thing too. I was watching Apple TV got a couple of good series on there. They got one with Chris Evans, Defending Jacob. That's pretty good. Apparently, his son crazy, or they want you to think he a crazy. He a little psychopath, and he may or may not have killed somebody. And then The Morning Show is on Apple TV, too, with Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, and Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon, head big as shit, by the way. Has it always been that big?
Yeah. She's just been like an odd shape, funny head having as person.
Hey, you know what? That's some ignorant St. Louis damn funny head having ass nigga.
Hey, St. Louis niggas gotta be the most ignorant niggas ever, dog, because we literally will just find something to make fun. We'll just look at you. If y'all don't get your old, and then start snapping.
And that's why I was like, man, I don't even understand what you just said, but we just laughing for what?
Nigga, because, man, we just be laughing. I think we just be laughing off the sheer ignorance.
Right. You said, Joe, two cans hand, but I don't even know what that even means, but still. Said the old Chick-fil-A head heaven.
Oh, honey bun. Oh shit.
Y'all really can't drone, but y'all just making up some stuff. I was like, if I hit you with that flame, then you're just gonna be mad.
And you know what? Away. And you know what be the best though, man? With you know, it ain't even about the fact that that shit be funny sometimes. Like you said, it's like sometimes people reaction, like when they say something like yo old whatever head ass, and then they just start laughing with it, and then they be probably having like that hot ass laugh. But you know, like niggas have heard some shit and start like running around and shit and hitting on each other,
right? Hold on, man, don't you hit me.
That should be so. I'm like, I fucking hated her,
man.
Oh man. HBO Max ain't on Apple TV. Well, it might be on the actual Apple TV box, but as far as the app, it's not. By the way, what else did I watch? I watched. I watched that Batman Death in the Family.
I heard that way, but they're just talking flashbacks.
Nigga, that's what I was gonna tell you. Though. I meant to drop that in the group chat yesterday, but I didn't want to get Will the satisfaction of me shitting on something DC related. Hey, nah, but for real though, man, that motherfucker, like, it looked like a couple of the scenes they tried to like they reanimated it to maybe update Batman's look to like to where he has like his current cape and cowl, and then the Batman symbol is all black.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they kind of like updated Jason's look, but really it's just like it looked like some of the scenes we have seen before, because they take it like scenes from like Under the Red Hood, and they didn't take anything from Hush that I remember, but they taking scenes from like different like Batman movies, but animated movies. But then they also, some of them scenes I don't remember, so I'm like, were these like cutting room floor scenes, and they just added them in to kind of give them new content or whatever? But it's basically like Batman is sitting in a he's sitting in a coffee shop or a diner, whatever have you, and he's talking to somebody, and he talking about like, you know, like he going over like the history with him and Jason, and then you find out like 15, 20 minutes later that it's like Superman he talking to. And yeah, he's like, and then it's like they set it up for something else, because they're like, yeah, Batman sitting there like, yeah, I created the Red Hood, basically. Now I gotta go on ahead and control him or take him down or something. And then the movie just went off. And then it went to like a fucking Adam Strange short, and then it was a Sergeant Rock short, and then a Phantom Stranger short. And I'm like, nigga, is this shit supposed to, like, that motherfucker is like, I think it's like over an hour long, but I swear the Batman part, the Batman and Red Hood part, is maybe like 30, 40 minutes.
So did they let you choose live or die, or that was just...
No, they didn't. And I'm like, dude, I thought this would be the interactive version.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I ain't waste my time with that shit then.
Man, so, and maybe I'm going to look at that shit too. Yeah, man, because I thought it was supposed to be the interactive version. That's what was confused me at, because I got it on demand. And I was like, okay, like, is it something about this on demand that ain't working? Or they don't allow you to?
Version, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Which I'm like, I ain't movie in a long time.
Oh, no. Okay, so here's the thing. I just pulled up an article. Maybe it's just the Blu-ray version. On Blu-ray version. Oh, and digital. And then say, no, it says you'll get to choose Batman's adventure via your remote, and movie will have different endings. And
What? I don't understand. Maybe you actually gotta buy it. Maybe you can't just rent it.
Hey, see, taking out all the features.
Nigga, somebody go out to explain this shit to me, because I swear, because I was waiting for it to pop up, like, hey, what do you want to do? It showed a couple of different endings. It was like, damn, what if I had checked the coffin or whatever to make sure that Jason's body was actually in there instead of a dummy body, or what if me and Jason's relationship wouldn't have been strained when he went to go try and save his mom, and I told him, like, look, we'll go figure out what's going on with the Joker, but we need to do this first. Don't go fuck with the Joker by yourself. But the interactive version, I ain't getting none of that. None of it. So, and I'm looking on Amazon right now. That motherfucker is like 1.5 stars.
Dang. People bad.
That motherfucker, 193 reviews and 1.5 stars is the current rate. I'm like, yeah, dog. Because y'all hyped it up to be interactive.
And y'all hyped it up to be a movie, not a therapy session or whatever you want to call it.
Man, and that's pretty much all it was. Bruce was just on that motherfucker just narrating. Bruce was on that motherfucker just narrating the whole damn thing. And I'm like, but still, like, I don't get it. Like, it's like this is just a fucking clip show. Oh man, shit just made me depressed, man. And now I gotta deal with these niggas talk, which DC normally good that they fucking animated, but now I gotta hear these niggas talking shit about, like, see, these niggas can't do nothing right.
And fuck them. They don't even read comic books in general, so I don't even know what they're talking about.
What else?
PlayStation motherfuckers, this the bit that you fail in sometimes. Y'all do some bad shit too.
Did you hear the news about Spider-Man, the Spider-Man movie franchise?
So is it the Spider-Verse now?
Basically, it's a Spider-Verse, nigga. They bring it back Tobey Maguire, they bring it back Andrew Garfield, who I say is a better Spider-Man than them other two niggas anyway.
Because
at first when they announced it, which I thought that was weird anyway, but I'm like, okay, they plotting something. Because when it was first announced, they was just saying Jamie Foxx was coming back as Electro.
I hate that blue motherfucker, man. I wish they would change his look.
Dude, he looked so retarded before he gained his powers. I'm like, why they gotta have him looking like this?
So goofy, man. I'm like, no.
But basically, this is, hey man, I don't know if you like me, dog, and you maybe have group conversations or group chats with people who are like Marvel fans. Mm-mm. But nigga,
they are.
Nigga, when I heard about that shit with them doing the Spider-Verse stuff, man, about 3-4 niggas in the chat like hit me up, and they was like, yeah, nigga, MCU and Disney playing chess, not checkers. I'm like, see, they like, yeah, nigga, and that shit gonna be better than Flashpoint. We took y'all idea because we knew y'all wasn't gonna do it right. I'm like, see. I'm like, whatever, dude.
I wish Training Day never came out with that quote. This is chess, not checkers. Mm-hmm. Everybody say this shit. Everybody, shut your dumb ass up.
Niggas ain't never played chess a day in their life.
Right.
Hey man, I do gotta go ahead and admit, though, I was being kind of petty with one of the dudes, because I just wasn't in the mood to hear that bullshit, and he had been going through some stuff with his wife, and I dropped in the group chat. That's why that nigga fucked your wife.
Hey,
I apologize like almost immediately.
Dang.
Hey man,
he's gonna show up in your house,
motherfucker. One of them. I ain't worried about that nigga anyway. Hey. Again, because you and I,
we just know ignorant motherfuckers, man. It was one ignorant ass nigga up in there. My man Melvin was up in that motherfucker. He just sent like a fucking like 10 dead face emojis and said, "God damn,
you just went, bro. You just passed."
That nigga said, "God damn, low over some fucking movies."
Right. You said that's why you fucked your day. You too okay? Hit him up.
Hey, I felt bad after. I felt bad after me and old boy. We had a side conversation. By side conversation, I mean it was a phone call. We had to have a phone call and have some shit out.
Hey, it was some other stuff going on in there. It wasn't over no movies. It was something else.
But yeah, everything good. But I was just like, man, I ain't trying to hear this bullshit now.
Your eyes got real low, and you hit one of them. That's why that dude fucked your wife,
nigga. I had a big ass smile on my face when I did it too, because my wife was sitting up next to me, and I said, "See, here these niggas go," and she was like, "What?" So I showed her the conversation, and then she just looked at me and she was like, "Don't." She was like, "Please don't." And I'm like, "What?" She's like, "I know how you are." She's like, "Please, just don't. Just be somebody besides yourself right now."
I can't.
Nigga, I couldn't pay. Nigga, I ain't been petty in a minute. I ain't been petty in so motherfucking long, nigga. I was like, nope, I'm about to be petty, and I'm about to just drop some shit out here to where you can't say nothing back.
That's how Jamie be doing me.
Nigga. I did feel bad. I did feel bad though, because that was kind of like bringing up like a low point in his life and shit. So yeah, me and that nigga talked on the phone for like 2 hours of like a real phone call. Was like, "Hey man, look."
You hurt that dude's feelings. Like his feelings was hurt. He getting a call and talk to you for 2 hours.
Nigga. And I wanted to hang up so bad, but I had to let him go ahead and vent his shit. He wasn't like even talking, coming at me on like no rah-rah. He was like, "Hey man, like." Yeah, he was coming to me like a place of like, "Nigga, remember what I told y'all about that, how hurt I was? And you gonna bring it back up like over a movie, dog?" And I was like, "Yeah, you right." He was like, "Man, that's just not cool, bro." I'm like, "I know, man." He's like, "Yeah." Nigga. I'm like, and then after a while, I was like, "Nigga, look, what you gonna uninvite me to your birthday party or some shit, nigga? Come on now." I said, "I'm sorry, damn."
Hey, what are the weak ass song? Because you heartless.
I'm like, nigga, don't help. We ain't about to keep on going back and forth with this shit.
I heard he apologize no more.
Right, nigga, I apologize once, nigga.
Lucky I ain't David roughing you.
Oh, what else I've been watching? I've been watching, I started watching this show on HBO called I May Destroy You. It's starring Michaela Cole. She used to do a whole bunch of content for Netflix, but I guess she got an HBO deal now. You said what?
That's that big money deal, the HBO deal.
Nigga, HBO be giving out bags, dog.
Hey, hold up. Let me ask y'all some of y'all cable cutters. Because, you know, I've been checking out Hulu. And you know, they got Stars, Showtime, HBO Max on there, right? Mm-hmm. So do y'all justify paying for that on Hulu versus having the cable box now? I'm just curious, because when you had cable, all them channels were split up in one plan. So you was paying maybe two different prices for it. You know what I'm saying? So you probably had HBO, Cinemax kind of gone, I guess, right?
Well, Cinemax is still around, but I can't. But like, I guess it is gone because I can't think of anything worth watching on there.
Okay, so you was paying $20 for a silver package with HBO and Showtime, and then the other package was Stars. So that's like 40 something. And I looked on Hulu, HBO. You want HBO Max? That bring your Hulu bill up to $20. If you want Showtime, that shit $34. Mm-hmm. And then I think BT Plus is on here. And Stars another $15.
Mm-hmm. But man, you
know, cable prices.
I mean, I saw the HBO. I saw HBO Max was on Hulu, but I was like, dude, but you know, we get it for free because we already got the HBO package. So we just sign up, you know, do our thing. Now, it sucks because we can't watch it on our TVs, as we talked about, at least Roku TVs. I think Hulu should probably add something on there where it's just like, okay, nah, dude, like, let me add HBO Max, even though I already have the service. So is there a way that you can add HBO Max without paying for it, but still watch it through Hulu? Because yes, already have it.
I clicked on it, and it said add it. It didn't say if you previously, you can move it over to Hulu, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, come on, man. I got all this shit. Because I'll just be watching. I'm like, damn. Look, y'all cable cutters. I'm surprised y'all ain't go back to cable. Now y'all can see what cable is. Like, this is what the cable companies deal with, these packages. We don't charge. Like, the cable company don't charge $15 because they want to say it's $15. No, HBO calls a cable provider and tell them, I want my package on this tier now. So you got to move it. And it's $15.
And then the cable company, of course, they're going to have to go on ahead and raise their stuff up because they trying to make some money, too. It's a damn business.
Right. That's why they got y'all paying for these boxes.
I think the thing about it is, though, also a lot of people don't realize, like you just said or whatever, like, basically now you're getting almost everything a la carte. And that shit add up because you got HBO Max, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, CBS got some stuff out now, the Peacock Network.
That's too much.
Nigga, YouTube Premium. What you need YouTube Premium now, dude, because trying to watch YouTube without a premium account, man, them fucking ads, man. Them ads, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I just canceled my done with on the 26th.
Nigga, them ads are fucking ridiculous.
Oh, man, Don't tell me. I didn't realize they had ads.
YouTube? What the fuck? What?
Well, I've been, because I had Google Plus for a long, not Google Plus. Yeah, Google Play. And it came with YouTube Premium. So I ain't know they had, I had that for years. Yeah. So I ain't realize they had ads. And I canceled it because I got Apple Music now. So I ain't need the fucking Google Play.
Some motherfucking ads, man. Them ads is some bullshit. Man, I mean, I'm just going through my shit now looking at it. Granted, I got ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundled with Hulu, but and then DC Universe is going to be moving over to HBO Max, that content. So that's
for that.
Yeah, so that's one thing you save it then. But you got other stuff like, hell, I got a Funimation subscription, which I may or may not get that off of there because I got it looking for 91 days, but 91 days is not on Funimation. I guess it's HBO Max exclusive, which I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I only pay $5 a month for Funimation. So, and it's got even if I watch 12 anime episodes, it's still, I didn't pay for it.
But you know, and maybe you could tell because you might be more fluid in this world. But Funimation, dude, do Funimation just not own a whole bunch of their shit? Did they sell the rights off to a bunch of their stuff?
No, they should own a lot of their stuff. They got a lot of stuff on. What was you looking for?
I was looking for Case Closed, or I guess this is some people call it Detective Conan.
So you gotta look. So when these animes start off, they have the production company at the beginning. So if it don't say Funimation, it probably won't be on there. So you got Viz or Shonen Jump, whatever. If it says Viz, then I hate Viz because that's on Hulu. And they don't do that shit in dub. Yes, I watch dub. Listeners to the anime fans. I can't do subtitles. I'm sorry.
Man, I ain't trying to be sitting up reading.
Right. These motherfuckers be ganging up on me like, oh, you don't really anime. I'm like, shut up, bitch. If I want to read, I'm going to read a book.
Exactly.
I can't watch this shit and watch the fight that to say, oh, you don't know what you do. You ain't even watching the whole show then.
I watch TV to read, dog.
Right. When they doing all the damn talking scenes, I want to be doing something else and just listen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And just look your head up whenever, you know.
Right. When Naruto came and he fought Pain, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm watching now. But when they was doing all that talking, I wasn't watching. I was just listening. I can't do that with subtitles.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. And I mean, but that's just like the way I thought that was the way everybody watched TV now, with just, you know, like looking up every now and then.
Right. That's what I'd be doing. That's what I'd be. So I think it was Will or Jamie don't understand. Like, she was like, you weren't even watching this, but you know what happened. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's because I'd be talking to you and watching TV at the same time, and I know everything that happened. I ain't got to rewatch it.
I think because I'd be doing the same thing too. And yeah, Latrice hit. Well, Latrice was like, you're not even watching this. Let me change the channel. I'm like, nope, I am watching it.
Hey, I was like, watch. I was like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, he just did this and this and told my man. And he couldn't even, I'm like, I'd be multitasking.
Break all that shit down for her. Be like, nope. Mm-mm.
Right.
Leave this fucking TV alone.
Right, that's how I be getting through all these episodes. I'm like, I know exactly what happened. And plus, the next episode, I got to recap anyway. So, what's up?
It's just crazy, like, adding all this shit up on her. And then, like, man, it's like certain other streaming services, like BET Plus. Like, I've been wanting to check that out because, you know, just sign up for a free trial to check that out. And I'm like, dog, like, you... I'm like you, though. I'm like, man, you motherfuckers basically paying the same price for cable, if not more.
Right. Just the same thing. I know the cable box, but oh my God, my signal's not working. All my boxes is choppy. I get it.
Nigga, that might be because they need to have an amp put in their house or something like that, and they probably told the tech no or something.
Right. I'm like, well, shit, your internet about to be, you about to stress the hell out your internet.
And then you're gonna have to go ahead, you're gonna have to upgrade your internet plan because there's too much running off of like whatever the, because most people, unless they gamers, like, or if I'm being honest, most single women got the lowest internet plan that they can get. And then be sitting up worried about like why Instagram ain't updating. Like, nigga, because you got like fucking 50 devices vying for bandwidth on her.
Right, y'all streaming at the same time. Do you know how much this shit? Your router about to blow up. Your router about to say, fuck it, reset me, please.
Your router about to say, all right, I'm out.
Right. <It's fun. laughs>
Oh shit!
Internet work, man. Internet, like, it's electronic. You stress that mug out, it's a wrap. And then the modem be on 24 hours a day.
Yes. Yes.
So it's bound to crap out. Even if you, that's why I'm like, I'm getting the modem from the damn cable company. Because yeah, if this little break, they gonna come replace it.
That's why that's why, as much as it sucks, I know it sucked, but as much as it sucked, I still be doing it. Man, I be able to remind myself to, like, once a month, go in there and just, like, do, like, hard power cycles of, like, the modem and the router.
Yeah.
And everybody in the house be mad, but I'm like, look, man, I usually try and do it, like, in the middle of the night or something when ain't nobody up except me, for real. And then just go ahead and reset everything, because, man, that shit need to be reset. It can't just be on like that.
But hey, they gonna blame the company. Like, man, I don't get no good internet service.
It's their fault. Yeah. Oh, nigga, Cardi B, did you happen to see, or hear about Cardi B apparently has some nudes leaked?
Making fun of her areolas.
Hey, man, motherfuckers need to get the fuck on, man. That was a nice rack, allegedly. Not that I don't.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't seen no wrong with it. Like, Brian, he's like, yeah, titties is titties. Hey, you like them? Like, hey.
Not to be confused with the old saying, pussy is pussy.
Mm-hmm. And then Cardi B, she ignorant like us. Like I was telling Will yesterday, I was like, man, Cardi B and Tekashi 6ix9ine, y'all cannot troll them. They are the biggest notorious trollers in the world. They will clap mm-hmm. back and y'all gonna be sitting here looking stupid because you done mess with them. Cardi B said, see, now y'all messed up by saying my titties look like pancakes because now I'm gonna pour some syrup on this and let this nigga lick them, lick it off. I was like, see, keep trolling this girl. She wild. Hey,
them two, the motherfucking best at turning them negatives into positives.
Right. I was like, why do y'all keep bothering?
I don't know if it's just a Latin. I don't know if it's just a Latino thing, being Latin or Hispanic and being from New York, and you just had to learn how to joke. But them motherfuckers need to start a damn podcast together, man. I listen to that shit.
Right. And then Tekashi, like, man, they don't like me, but I like their music. They get hate on me. Right. Like their music. I was like, y'all wasted energy talking about this dude.
He did say this shit, and I was bugging up because I was like, this motherfucker, like, I don't know why y'all like me. I mean, shit, I still like you. You could not like me. That's on you.
Right. I was like, see?
That nigga was like, I still fuck with you. You know, even you, he hit one of them, you can't stop me from loving you.
Just like, I caught this dude trolling in the Xbox group. Some dude posted a picture of like this thing called ray tracing. He posted a picture that wasn't ray tracing, and the bottom one is ray tracing. And the, you know, the floor was shiny. You could see all the reflections and stuff. And this dude commented and said, it's the same shit. And, you know, I'm like, your opinion is your opinion, right? I'm just going to leave it alone. And then somebody else said, it's not the same. And then this dude commented and said, it's the same shit. The only difference is the floor is shinier. And then I was like, oh, shit. I said, wait a minute. Okay. So you literally just said, you just spotted the difference and still said it's the same shit. That doesn't make any sense. And then he was like, oh, y'all butt hurt. Y'all dogging me on my opinion. See,
then y'all like, a problem.
He was like, and somebody's like, oh, you trolling that is best. He's posting all these gifts and stuff. And I was like, you know what? You had your opinion. I didn't care what you said. That was yours. I ain't gonna argue. If you say it looked the same, then it looked the same. But you literally just said the bottom picture was shinier than the top. Motherfucker, this is different. But I was like, but you trolling, though. No, I'm going to leave it alone. you know, like, you the worst at trolling. Like, on every, like, you can't even spot the difference and say it's this. Yeah.
Right. You just been blew up your own damn argument.
Everybody was getting on. He was calling the butter. I'm like, yeah, you know, he did the little clapping hands gifts. I'm like, yep.
No, he didn't, man. You, man. You made that up.
You think I'm playing? All right, let's stay on the line. Keep talking. You think I'm playing?
Make that shit up. No, you did, nigga. No, he
didn't. I'll show you. I'm going to screenshot what I said.
Hey, so, anyways, all right, so while you doing that, I'm going to go ahead and, I guess we got to go to music. I listened to a couple of albums this week. Benny the Butcher, of Griselda fame. Really, I think he the best. Well, I don't think between him and him and Westside alternate between, but usually Benny is like my go-to out of that group. But yeah, man, Benny the Butcher put out Burden of Proof, solid album. Again, I'm gonna keep saying it. If you're a fan of that old school hip hop where these motherfuckers talking them drug bars and them gun bars and they're killing and they ain't talking about nothing else, you gonna like Benny.
Oh shit.
Don't look at this shit, man. Hey, Brandon, get the fuck out of my face with this shit, man.
Hey, he started clapping. You see
that? This nigga literally said the bottom pitcher is shinier and sharper, and then like start clapping, same shit. and then start responding to people, same shit. That was his
Look at the bottom one. So the bottom one I just sent you is what I replied to, and then the one you were seeing with the clapping emojis was after that.
Oh, nigga, this shit looked good. Nigga, everybody was in there like going in on his ass, and this motherfucker like, if they like just look at the floor, they like it's shiny. This nigga like, nigga, oh, I see you tagged. You was just yeah, you clapping emojis. He like, nigga. What my man say? So you admit the bottom pick is shinier and sharper, but yet still somehow the same exact picture as the other one at the same time.
But he said he was trolling. I'm like, okay. He was like, I got y'all butt hurt over nothing. I'm like, no, you the butt hurt, but son. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is stupid, man. I'll
be trying to ignore this stuff. Like, I ignored it at first, and then I saw his comment. I was like, you should have just ignored the comments and just left it at your opinion if that's what you wanted. But you trolling them.
This shit's stupid, dog. Hey, man. Anyway, let me go. Anyway, T.I. put out an album. You listen to that?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't listened to it yet because I wasn't really, man. I heard the single with him and Young Thug. And I'm like, this nigga T.I. trying to motherfucking catch a damn hit. Like, man, like, he trying to catch a hit. I would have respected a T.I., which I don't know if he doing this on the whole album. You could probably tell me. But I would respect it if T.I. just came back with, like, you know, like, rapping like he normally do. Like, ASAP and, you know, and stuff like that. Or even, like, his last album, yeah, was good. The one that Dave Chappelle narrated.
This is a positive rap album.
It's a positive rap album.
Yeah, you know, about the shootings and stuff going on. Then he got the one song with Young Thug. He got Rap City on there. Talking. He got, what's that comedian? Not sure, Underwood. I think it's the other one. The other fact.
Jada Kiss on the album?
Yep.
Hey, you know what? That's another thing I'm going to say, dude. You can tell when rappers kind of ain't got it in them no more. Because this album, just looking at this track list, dog, this motherfucker got features on features on features.
That's all it is.
Like, come on, bro.
Spread the message. I did like the Trey Songz album, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm definitely gonna check it out. I seen you check out that Gucci Mane, So Icy Gang, Volume 1.
Wait, I ain't checked that out yet. I need to put that on.
Yeah, it's basically Gucci introducing his, like, you know, from what I read a synopsis, you know, introducing like his you know, his crew, all of his artists that he got signed. Gucci Mane got a really good ear for talent, for the most part. So I'm excited to hear what some of them dudes are saying.
Is that one song from Mulatto on there? Woo, was it called Woo Wop or whatever?
Mulatto is on the album, but I do not I don't see that. I think that's her song that where she remixed that Very Freaky Girl.
Yeah.
Hey man, can we talk about how motherfuckers don't really do remixes no more, man? They literally will just take the exact same beat.
Yeah, Trey Songz did something like that on his album on one of the songs.
I remember back in the day, back in like the 90s or whatever. Remember like when motherfuckers dropped their remix, like the remix sounded like a totally different song.
Yeah. Kind of like that, Lil Wayne and Future did that. I'm looking for or turn on the lights.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't think I ever heard the remix of that song.
Him and Lil Wayne, so it sounded like a totally different song, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Wasn't Turn On The Lights, wasn't that Future and Kelly Rowland? Oh no, that's another Future and Kelly. That's another song I'm thinking about with them too.
I just heard it on the Sirius XM. I ain't never heard that either until it came on. Like, they've been playing it all week.
I remember
I remember back in the day, like, and it might just happen like this. It might just happen like that back in the day because motherfuckers knew that the albums was some shit or they couldn't clear it. They couldn't mm-hmm. clear it. But like, one of my favorite remixes was that LL Cool J Lounging remix featuring Total.
Mm.
Nigga, that shit went off, dog. And like, it's to the point where now motherfuckers don't even acknowledge the original Lounging.
Lounge, there's some gay dudes out here looking like Total. Hey, but
hey, anyway, Black Thought dropped an album. He dropped an album.
I saw that. I saw that. I'm just gonna ignore what I said.
Yeah, nigga, I'm not fucking with you. I'm not getting canceled over this bullshit today, dog. I think I've already said enough anyway.
I had my Joker spot when I said that shit. I was like, I had to. Anyway.
Leon Bridges and Lucky Day put out a single. Pretty good. You know, if you're a fan of either one of them guys, check it out. Emotional Oranges dropped a single too. Kelly Rowland put out something. I ain't listened to it yet. Aforementioned. Man, I think you heard that shit. Yeah. Janae Aiko. She put out a damn song that apparently was on Blackish. It's called Vote. So guess what that's about?
Right.
You mentioned Trey Songz came out with something, but
you ain't listened to it yet.
I've never been a fan of Trey. And just going through this damn thing, I see on her he got a damn song called 2020 Riots. How many times? I ain't listening to this shit, dog.
It's cool. Listen to it.
No, I think you might have to take the lead way on that one.
That dude, he know it.
I've never been a big fan of Trey Songz, so
he can't sing for real. Like, he like a Drake and a Bryson Tiller type. But and you know he'd get exposed when he starts singing other people's stuff, like Prince songs or something like that.
Well, I think what singers look, man, people hold rappers to such a high standard, and I don't know why. Because everybody gets shit written for them in all these other genres of music, but for rappers, I guess you're supposed to be super authentic and be living your bars.
And at that day and age, no more. Drake, I guess you had to prove it. Like, if you want to stay on top, somebody got to write your shit for you eventually. Mm-hmm. So, did nobody go crazy when Jay-Z wrote Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's verse? Did nobody know that, though, because anybody exposed him, but Snoop Dogg said Jay-Z wrote both verses.
Didn't nobody go crazy back in the day when Eazy-E said in a song, Ice Cube writes rhymes that I say.
He the greatest, right?
He said that shit in a fucking song, and ain't nobody ever questioned Eazy.
Right.
Now, it could have been because Eazy is Eazy, and motherfuckers knew that Eazy put in that work for real. But still, no.
AK nigga, Trey Day. That stuff still go right. That do sound like it. Not that they said it, I was like, that sound like some Jay-Z would write.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we know Snoop Dogg can rap. I'm pretty sure Dre can rap. He writing his own stuff. So, I mean,
I think Dre just got like that voice though. Like Dre one of them cats where he just got like that voice that sound good.
Right. And now I think motherfuckers just be smart. Like, if you want to stay on top, you need hit after hit. Your single ass ain't right hits after hit like that. So what no is way. It? You want this money? We all get paid. Yep. People be messing up their money, man. Like, don't mess up my money. I don't care. The writer getting paid. I'm getting paid for performing. The studio getting paid. The record label getting paid. What is you saying? Why are we tripping?
Because as you talked about before and shouted me out, appreciate that, by the way. Like, Cause I'm working on adding vocals to my music, cause I do like EDM house music, you know, for people who don't know. And I was experimenting with like different effects on like, you know, my voice and everything. And yeah, dude, I readily admit that, yeah, I'm probably gonna be getting some help from somebody to write some shit.
Right, it ain't no shame. I mean, everybody making it. I might be your ghostwriter, shit.
No, nah, nigga, your shit be whack. I need somebody who actually good.
That's what we doing.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. I ain't gonna be petty no more. That's my last time being petty for the rest of this year. Yeah, I was about
to say, this track coming soon.
You gonna take one of my songs and rip me? In
Let's go call this track R Us.
Shit. All right.
That's PB in the background.
Oh man. All right. Fuck. Damn. Okay. This shit might time out in a minute. Okay. Let me hit my throwback of the week. I actually got two throwbacks this week. So yay y'all, because we missed last week and I had one last week. So y'all get a two for this week. So enjoy it. First one comes from Currency featuring Juvenile. This song came out about like 7 years ago. It's called Bitch Get Up. Have you heard this song?
No, I ain't heard that one. Yeah. Oh, this Currency, man.
Spitter seemed like one of them dudes who's like young, but as you recall, Currency was one of the original members of the 504 Boys. Little known fact.
I ain't even know that. I thought he came up with Wiz.
And that right, Currency been around for a minute. Because you know, Currency was he was fucking with the 504 Boys, and that was back in the early 2000s, like when No Limit tried to retool and stuff like that and come back out, and that shit didn't really hit like it did originally. So then Currency, I think he signed with Cash Money for a minute, but he didn't really put anything out. He was basically just ghostwriting for like Wayne and Baby. Mm. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then I think he had like a little business venture with Dame Dash for a minute, but it's just like Currency is one of them dudes who just need to be independent. Currency, Devin the Dude, hell, like Wiz, Big Crit, like guys like that, they just gotta be independent. They can't be with no big labels, because big labels gonna try and change their sound, or they not gonna understand them. But hey man, I'm gonna send you this link though. I'm gonna send you the link to the YouTube for that song, for that Bitch Get Up. Man, nigga, that Juvenile verse. Whew. Sheesh. Nigga. Man, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I thought you had something else to say. I thought you had another hit.
I do got another one. And this another throwback. I had it wrote down. Oh, it comes from Nonchalant. This is early I guess they a group, even though I thought it was just one person. But then when I went back and listened, yeah, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be? Outside on the corner.
But on the album cover, wasn't it just the one girl?
Yeah, it was just the one girl, but it was like, dude, it was like two other dudes that flowed on that song, but they wasn't mentioned as like featured or anything. But I mean, it was in the 90s, and motherfuckers was notorious for just having motherfuckers who was in the studio just start singing or rapping on something, but they never got credited in the title.
Then when this group come out, like early 90s? Because I remember the chick, she was staring on the album cover. She was down the steps or something like that. It was like the weakest album cover. I was remembering, hey, I ain't buying this shit.
That shit came out in 1996.
Damn.
1996, the album's called Until the Day. And yeah, Nonchalant. Yep, that was a debut album, whatever. That joint, that man, hey man.
That joint was, and I guess I ain't trip off of it because I was still a kid or in the mind of a child. I ain't trip off of how like really positive that song was.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it. I don't even remember.
Because I just remember like 5 o'clock in the morning where you're gonna be like outside on the corner. Then it was like, you better get yourself together. Like it was basically telling motherfuckers, like, nigga, it's more to life than doing this bullshit. Like, do something with yourself.
Right.
So appreciate that. You got any throwback shows or TV movies?
Yeah, I can watch all them horror movies. Friday Night, Sleepaway Camp. Don't watch Sleepaway Camp. That one kind of was terrible production. Actually, that's really hard to watch. God, Friday the 13th, you know what it is. Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a this may not be a horror movie. I guess I would still call it one because the shit was kind of scary because it's some shit that I think could happen in real life. Have you ever watched The Strangers?
Is that the one they were wearing the mask and they was outside them people? Yeah.
Nigga,
man, that motherfucker should have stayed in that closet. He shot the wrong person with, man.
Nigga. When I watched that shit for the very first time, nigga, I walked through my fucking house all night with my fucking gun in my hand, checking windows and doors. Because I'm like, that shit can happen to anybody.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I don't watch shit like that. I'm like, nope, that's too realistic.
Hey, fuck some monsters or some shit. That shit scared the fuck out of me, dog.
Right, you pulled out all the weapons. Like, wait a minute, we staying in this one room. The kids your bedtime is your bedtime. Don't come out that room.
Nigga, I'm like, man, I'm checking the damn alarm system, nigga. I turned that motherfucker off and turned it back on so many times to make sure it was still working. I'm like, nah, I don't like this shit. Now, the second one was kind of whack, but that first one, nigga, flame. Watch the second. Yeah, they was like at a carnival or some shit or whatever. It was kind of whack. I mean, but you know, you watching it, you let me know what your views are. I think it's on
anxiety. Did you know they got Tales from the Crypt? Not Tales from the Crypt, but Tales from the Hood 3.
Why?
Right.
Motherfuckers trying to cash grab. They're trying to capitalize off the nostalgia.
That's a Spike Lee joint, though. He's got his name on it.
So I guess he directed it, or because he just still owns like the intellectual property, I guess.
I don't know. I saw his name on it. Maybe it's that. And I'm like, really? You agreed to release this shit?
Explain.
Thank you for whatever they make.
Like, why try to just get that money? Right. Hey, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You got the other throwbacks?
Nah, I was gonna say before we head out, did you watch that Breonna Taylor thing I sent?
Yes.
The interview. Hey, y'all need to watch this. Y'all need to watch was it CBS?
I believe so. I believe that's where it was from. Yeah.
Just look up Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend's interview on the morning show. I think that's what it was. That shit disturbing, dog.
Yeah, because he was sitting there with Gayle King.
Yeah.
Which we all good with Gayle now. We good with Gayle now again because a couple months ago, y'all was calling her a doghead ass bitch.
Right. And she showed sympathy to the old boy with it.
Hey, man, you just gotta watch, man, this shit like fucking professional wrestler, man. You can't be just like expecting somebody to act the same way all the time. Like how motherfuckers got mad at Ice Cube earlier this week.
I didn't get mad at Ice Cube. He's doing what nobody else wanted to do.
And you know,
we didn't talk to these people up front. We gotta talk to them first before we start flipping.
And then the thing about that was a lot of people's like, oh, they was taking it like, oh, Ice Cube supporting Trump. And I'm like, he's just trying to go on ahead. And I got from it, he was just trying to go on ahead and talk to the person in power or the powers that be and be like, hey, look, we need to go on ahead and start doing some shit for like black people. Like you claim you care about black people, which I think we pretty much know that Trump don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck about no color but green. But it's just kind of like, and who knows, maybe talking to Ice Cube may help something. But I don't really have any hope.
I don't know either. But that dude, man, if y'all watched that Gayle King interview with her ex, like everything that we was told was all wrong. I thought she was sleeping. Did you think she was sleeping?
That's what we originally were told. She was sleeping, but apparently she wasn't.
So the thing that got me on the first part was he said they was knocking on the door. They were banging on the door. They never announced themselves, so he shot. But that's what anybody would do, right? Kicking on the door, you don't say who you are. And then he let that bullet off and they just like unloaded on the house, on the apartment.
They emptied they fucking clips and then reloaded.
So, hey, this was going to trip y'all out. He called the police.
Because they didn't announce themselves as the police. So, yeah. Yep.
Tripped out. He called the police because he didn't know. It's the 911. How come we didn't get that 911 call when it happened?
It's like, well, you know, be probably the same reason why we probably ain't gonna never get the damn the grand jury report and transcripts from that. Cause these motherfuckers, they know that they covered this shit up and they like, nope. They like, we gave y'all some money. Why don't y'all just leave us the fuck alone?
And it's on video that they covered it up. Literally on video. They took him down the road to another cop and said, we made a mistake. And on video, niggas, on tape. Ain't nobody making this up. It's on video. You gonna say somebody hacked into it?
But that's the thing. I mean, that just seemed like, and dude, you just fucking killed somebody. You just killed my fucking woman, dog. And that's all you gotta say to me is that you made a mistake. No shit, you made a grave mistake.
And then they all on the internet. Oh, he her drug dealer boyfriend. I'm like, wait a minute. If she's a paramedic, why would she be dealing with the, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that could jeopardize her career. That just never makes sense to me.
Well, to play devil's advocate on that, we know we have seen a bunch of chicks who are, you know, probably got a higher standard in life and they dealing with some niggas that ain't about nothing. Not to say that's what he was doing because he wasn't on that bullshit.
Right. But I see what, but that's what tripped me out. I'm like, and I was like, because everybody kept saying, well, he shot the cop. I'm like, but he not in jail. He shot a cop, you said, right? So how come he not in jail? He not being charged. He not incarcerated. Nothing.
Now, police officers are one of the few professions where you can make mistakes that people actually lose their lives. And somehow you still get to keep your fucking job. And motherfuckers get mad at the notion that you should at least be fired and never get to be a cop again. Why you gonna ruin his life over a mistake? Nigga, he fucking killed somebody.
It's two people. One person let off a gun because you scared them and you unloaded into their apartment and reloaded and unloaded again.
They did what anybody would have had done. You're somebody coming to your house, what you gonna do? You gonna grab you some protection and be like, man, I'm shooting first and asking questions later.
Like, I feel like you tried to kill everybody in that apartment complex. That little tiny apartment they got. He told the whole story. I'm like, man, they labeled you as a drug dealer on the internet, dog. They said you was a drug kingpin or something like that. With no criminal history. So they should have never came after you. You know, I was like, that's crazy. And then he was holding her hand trying to get her to come down while he was shooting. Then that cop arrested, put him in handcuffs, asked him if he had any bullets, and they told him unfortunate. That's crazy.
That shit.
That video ain't gonna never go viral, though, I bet you.
Oh, hell no. Man, but you know what, though? These NRA people, they need to be the ones who need to be standing up and saying, like, hey, wait a minute. Why is he getting in trouble? Whatever amendment that is to bear arms, like he was just exercising his amendment. Y'all shouldn't have just ran in his house, but because it's black and because it's the police officers, we don't hear from like those advocacy groups on this one though. But let the tables have been turned, dog, and it was some white officers or whatever, any non-white officer. Hell, it could have been just regular officers. They running up in somebody's house, and then you talking about some, oh, well, I grab my gun and start shooting. If he was white instead, dude, man, Trump will be talking about this shit. Trump will be like, this some bullshit. Them cops need to get fired.
It's just crazy. I think the NRA thing, man, when somebody say, you better load up on guns, that's just a money grab.
Just trying to boost them gun sales.
They're going to take away your gun. Ain't nobody's guns been taken away yet.
Nigga, they've been saying that shit since like Obama was in, Obama first term. That was like the main rallying cry when he got elected. What was that, 2000? Yeah. When he got elected in 2000, and motherfuckers like, nah, man. No, they won 2000, B. Was it 2004? 2008?
Think so.
Yeah. And motherfuckers like, oh my God, this big bad black Muslim is going to come and take your guns from you.
Stock up on guns. They stocked up on guns. They made money. 8 years later.
Ain't a gun been taken from nobody.
They probably like, I got all these guns. What am I? They probably selling them now.
Probably. Yeah. Okay. Hey, before we sign off, though, I got this quick thing to hit. This apparently is news of the stupid. I don't know this nigga name, but I'm looking at this post from the neighborhood talk on Instagram, and it says it got the video attached to it too. It says rapper who rapped on YouTube about getting rich from unemployment fraud gets arrested for unemployment fraud. Video tipped them off.
Well.
Dude, this fucking video looks so fucking stupid too, man. Cause he like at his house, like on the grill cooking shit. This nigga rapping about unemployment fraud, dude. Looking stupid, talking about somebody snitched on him when they come and arrest him. This nigga showing unemployment checks. Hey, dog, get the fuck. All right, anyway. Anyway, all right, B, my man, you got any parting shots for the people?
Oh man, y'all know what it is. Life is short, so don't make stupid decisions.
I echo what my man said, and down with dope. Down with dope? And bring up hope or something like that.
Shit, I don't know.
I'd have fucked it up now. It ain't even funny no more.
hey, go out and vote, y'all.
Yeah, please do. Hey, and if you early voting, make sure that you turn it in your ballot. If you're doing the mail-in, make sure you turn it in at the right locations or whatever, because these motherfuckers talk about they putting up fake ballot boxes and shit, and just don't be discouraged, because I heard, like, even with the early voting, motherfuckers is waiting in line for, like, 8 hours.
Dang.
Shit stupid, dog. They try to do everything they... Man, these motherfuckers is getting so mad because they can't use their normal scare tactics that they do on election day to try and scare people at the polls. Or to make it where people be like, man, I ain't about to go up here, man. Why are these white dudes standing outside? And you know some of the motherfuckers probably gonna have guns in certain areas. Have like guns on display to try and discourage you. Be like, yeah, motherfucker, go up in there and act stupid if you want to and not vote for him. We gonna come to your house to shoot you after this.
I'm like, go ahead. Thanks for giving me the heads up, because I'm a ninja motherfucker. I'd stab you.
So that's that. Good looking out on that, man. Just vote, man. It's coming up, dude. I got my ballot. I've been having my ballot, but I just need to fill it out. I'm gonna go drop it off probably tomorrow, soon as my voting center open up.
I should have registered out there. I ain't got time to deal with the crazy people out here.
Nigga, I'm not about to be standing in line on election day. That's why I was like, nope, I'm doing this damn absentee mail-in voting, and we gonna leave it at that. But all right, so yeah, man, I guess that's it for us. Y'all got about 2 hours of content, so I hope y'all happy. Either way, don't hit me up for shit. I don't care. Bye.
Later.